My name is Polly Smith. I work in home care. I've done this for almost 30 years. What we do is we go to people to re-enable them. Re-enablement means to be independent. People come out of hospital, mainly elderly people in their maybe late 50s, 60s and beyond. We just try to re-enable them to get back into the community. There's all different levels of need. For example, people might have gone in hospital because they've broken their arm, so they can't do like washing, dressing. If they're still in bed, help to get up, they might be dirty, messy, soiled. So you've got to wash them, maybe change the bed, then give them something to eat. Now after a few weeks, their arm might be better, so they can do everything for themselves. They don't need us. We are the County Council in-house servers, free for the first 6 weeks. So in effect, anybody can access our servers. We have a team of about 10 people in my area where I work, and so the customer will see several people doing their stay with us. It is difficult to have a one-to-one rapport, but you get to meet loads of different people. I mean, just because they're old now doesn't mean to say that when they were young, they didn't climb Mount Everest or whatever. They've got interesting stories to tell. One lady I went to, she loved murder books, and I love murder books. One lady who used to visit used to breed dogs. All round her room, she had all pictures of all the dogs she bred, and she had stories for every single one of them. And I don't like dogs, but I sat there and listened to them. One lady, she was 105. She could do everything for herself except put a leather coat of stockings on. She lived in Terra's house, you know, two up, two down. She'd been lived there since she was a child. She was wonderful, character, yeah. Another instance, there was one man, he wrote the music and played on it, a very famous TV comedy show of the 60s. Saddest thing, he was catheterized and couldn't move his hands now. He couldn't play the instruments. So every time I see that show, I think of him going, oompa, oompa, and you think, well, that's sad now. Yes, he can be sad. Our working day, well, we have to be available for 15 hours a day. We have to work every other weekend, plus 4 days during the week. It means that we've got to be on call from 7 in the morning till after about 11 at night. It's actually about three different shifts. Morning shift, 7 till 10 to get people up, then lunch shift, then a tea shift, then a shift from 7 o'clock onwards at night to help people go to bed. You know, my friends, I don't think they understand that got to be available all this time. They say, why can't you come out and meet us in the evening? And say, well, actually, I'm working, I'm on call. And I don't really get it. I'm a walker, so I can't drive. The other day, I had a 3-mile round trip. And when I got there, the person didn't want anything. It's very exhausting. But I've had a hard day tonight. Nice cup of tea and custard creams, dumping them. It takes your mind away from everything, you know? Other people I know just have baths, but I can't even bother to do that. I know to want to get home, get a cup of tea and sit down and go to sleep. Sometimes you can't get to sleep. That's when I put the TV on and watch Big Brother. During the day when I've got days off, I go on holidays like murder weekends. It's role play. A team of actors. There are about 3 or 4 deaths during that weekend. You've got to guess who did it. Been it for about 20, 30 years. And of course, it's completely opposite to what I do in my daily work. Today, I'm not trying to keep you alive. This is actually killing people. I do enjoy my work. Yes, I do, yes. One time, we went out to the same people year after year. But our job now is, which I think is much more, in a sense, rewarding, and now we have to encourage them to get to do things for themselves. I think the majority of people want to be independent. They want to do things for themselves. They've always done it. They don't want to rely on care all the time. Quite frankly, if you're in bed, say you're in your 80s, would you want someone to come and wash you every day? Or would you want to be able to wash yourself? Majority of people don't think about that. They just think about, oh, a carer going in year after year after year. And that's not always the case. Quite a few sons and daughters now think that their parents have got to be put into a residential home straight away. Well, hang on a moment. Do they really need to go into a nursing home? With just a few tweaks to their normal life, they'd be able to live by themselves okay. I don't think as a society we should say, oh, well, you're old now, you can't do anything. I mean, think of yourself being 80. I wouldn't like people looking after me if I felt I could do things for myself. I have to be truthful that some of the people we go and see are temperamental. Sometimes customers are not nice. Sometimes they have big, horrible dogs that bite you. The next person punches you. She's got dementia. Next minute she comes up and kisses you and say, oh, sorry, how did you fall down? You okay? You okay? So that's not what she's doing, but yeah, she's a lovely lady, you know? Some homes you go into are not very hygienic. I won't go into detail about that, but to say the bigger the person is, the more manure they give out. If you see a floor or carpet, it's not always the pattern on the carpet, the floor, if you get my drift. Other people are challenging in the sense that they don't want you there. Sometimes they don't let you in the house. When they do let you in the house, they stand arms folded, what are you doing here? Go away. +15 years ago, in Suffolk, home carers are 800. We're now down to 300. Now, why is that? The answer is, young people don't want to do the job, or they stay there for a few weeks or months and just go. They say, oh, we didn't realise it was like this. You go, yeah, it's like this. The majority of younger people just don't want to do the job. Majority of people I know work in home care when they're 50s or 60s. And there's one friend, she was still doing it in her early 70s. Sometime we've got to stop doing it. And if there's no one else to follow us, it'll mean that people will no longer be able to live in their own homes. I mean, the consequence of not having care workers in the community is going to be very, very sad. Why do we do it? That's a good point, that why do we do it? It's just helping people, getting people back to what they want to do. The best sort of satisfaction I can get from the job, when you see somebody and they're very much dependent on you, then after a few weeks, get them back to becoming independent. That's the most satisfying thing. And you see people actually doing things. You see people at the shops. But a few months previously, you were in there looking after them, caring for them. Now they're okay, they're shopping or posting letters, things like that. Yeah. It's rewarding. It's great, yeah.